Rural municipalities often struggle with finances and conflicting priorities. And when it comes to budget time, fire departments do not escape the crunch. So when a grant comes along, it's gratefully accepted and put to good use. On Wednesday, Prince Edward County Interim Fire Chief Tim Kramer accepted a $5,000 grant from Enbridge Gas Ontario. On behalf of the fire department, Chief Kramer was happy to say that the grant money helped the department to purchase updated textbooks through the Safe Community Project Assist Program, and that the books will support the new recruit program for Firefighter 1 and 2. The county was one of 25 fire departments across Ontario to receive a grant, and it is the third time Enbridge has chosen the Prince Edward County Fire Department. Interim Fire Chief Tim Kramer and Picton Councillor Phil St. Jean talk about the importance of ongoing education for the firefighters, the books, and their contribution to Firefighters Without Borders.
And I appreciate the continued support, and this year's purchase went towards the IFSA Essentials textbooks, which support our recruit program and for Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, and ongoing skill maintenance. So it's a great addition to our library, and we thank you for that.
We are honored to have been chosen to be one of the 25 fire departments, I guess, across Ontario that have received this educational funding. You know, it's really important for us. You know, our firefighters provide county residents with fire safety education, fire protection services, including the structural, grass, shore-based marine firefighting, as well as emergency responses, including vehicle accidents, medical first response, and water and ice rescues, which ice rescue today would have been handy. Yeah. Members of our fire and rescue team are highly trained because of programs like yours and are constantly maintaining and improving their skills to better serve their community. This funding will allow us to further support and protect the members of this department who selflessly put themselves at risk each time they answer a call. So once again, I'd just like to thank you, Mike, representing Enbridge, and the Fire Marshal's Public Safety Council. We're extremely grateful for your support, and look forward to maybe some support in the future. Thank you very much.
We're always happy to help, happy to work in conjunction with the fire departments and promote, you know, safety within the communities we serve and the communities in which we don't serve, right? So yeah. We're always here, and the grants are always available.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to just provide a little bit of context to why these books are important for us. So the National Fire Prevention Association revises their training standards every 5 years. And as a result of those changes, we get new textbooks that keep us up to date with the most advanced and technology sound firefighting practices. So the Ontario Fire College is updating their curriculum, and starting in 2026, they'll be basing all of the new firefighting training on these two sets of books here. So through the support of Enbridge, we're able to get a full class set of books, and we're able to even furnish some of our halls with books so that the local volunteers are able to get the education they want locally.
I have a question, Patrick. Yeah. So you probably have these manuals from years before. Do you donate those to needy outfits, or what do you do with them?
Yes, so we've got a program called Firefighters Without Borders, and a lot of our surplus equipment and supplies ends up going through that program, similar to our PPE. And so it gets donated to a community elsewhere that's in need.
What types of communities would you donate to?
Can you help me with that one?
Firefighters Without Borders has an awesome list of communities that they help, whether it's Indigenous First Nations or countries abroad.
Right.
Past examples include Dominican Republic and Caribbean communities.
Interim Deputy Fire Chief Howe and Chief Kramer tell us more about the importance of the textbooks.
The recruit program's divided into two parts, or three parts really. The first is this big book, Fire Ground Operations. So these are all the core skills that firefighters need to work on the fire ground. And the smaller book, which is our Firefighter 2 book, is more putting all the small pieces together into operations. And so this book's a lot more about tactics and working together as a team and the various high-risk activities that we do. And this bigger book here is all around the basics, climbing a ladder, using an axe, those sorts of things, using fire hose.
And you change this out, did you say, every 5 years?
Thereabouts, yep.
Yeah, things change, right?
Very quickly.
It's just one component of certification. There's many other tasks within the fire department, pump operations, company officer certifications, technical rescue. So each of those disciplines comes with its own textbook. So to get some support, it really helps maintain those libraries. Yeah,
for sure.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.